we use for avoiding a disaster and understand how we can use them. We will also take dreams of the past and see how they come. We will also take dreams which help you to solve problems. First, the dreams of premonition. The most well-known dream is the dream of President Lincoln. He himself stated at a dinner party that he got a dream in which he heard moaning sounds, and he followed those sounds and came to a big hall in his own presidential house, and he found a coffin lying there and soldiers standing. So he asked one of the soldiers, "What's the matter?" And the soldier replied, "Sir, the president has been shot." And then he said, "Dreams are after all dreams." And within 2 months, he was himself shot. So this is a premonition of a dream which came true. And naturally the question arises whether it could have been avoided, and so how. There is another dream explained to us by the mother one day in the class. Mother said a person whom she knew personally had gone on tour and was staying in a hotel. He had a dream in which he saw a boy dressed in a uniform of a hotel boy, a page boy, asking him, showing him a coffin and asking him to get inside the coffin. So he got very much shaken up in the morning, and he was staying in the big hotel on 6th floor or 7th floor, little higher. When he came in the morning dressed up to go for his work and came to the lift, he found a boy exactly dressed as he saw in his dream, showing him the lift and asking him to get inside the lift. So he remembered his dream and he said, "No, thank you." And all those stairs he came down by the steps. This lift actually broke down, collapsed, and all the people who came in the lift died. So here was one person who could avoid this. So the mother was asked the question, who guided him? How did he come to know? How did it happen? Before we go to the dream, other dreams, we would like to explain these two dreams. The second dream, mother said, it was an entity, a good being. You see, in the inner planes there are beings. There is a physical plane, there is a vital plane, mental and other planes. There are good beings who guide you, who help you. And if by some chance in yoga you come into contact with them deliberately, in non-yoga you come into contact with them because of previous life, because of a number of reasons. But in yoga, I must tell you, you can deliberately make contact with these beings. For today, it is suffice to say that the mother stated with an inner being, an entity which guided him, and he took the hint. If he would not have taken the hint, he would have also gone with the other people. Unfortunately, President Lincoln didn't take the hint. From spiritual angle, Lincoln was a great man, a very great man, even spiritually a great man, but not a yogi. And perhaps the time had come for him to go, that is why he didn't take benefit of it. Maybe America benefited more by his shooting than by his living. You never know how the divine plans were. But in any case, he could not take advantage. How these premonitory dreams come, we will also try to understand. In yoga, you can actually dream. You can go to a level of consciousness and see the future and see the past. The modern science has been carrying out many dream researches. And one of the dream researches for the past is equally interesting. It is the case of a professor of Pennsylvania University in America. This man was professor for Babylonian language, Assyrian, the language of Babylonia. The museum had received some rings with writings, and they had sent him those rings to this professor for deciphering what was written on those rings. This man could not decipher, and with those thoughts in his head, he went to sleep. In his sleep, he had a dream. And he found an Egyptian priest as if he came and woke him up. But it was all a dream. And took him to a temple and a cellar underground. Because he was a professor of Babylonian culture, he could give that priest a period of something like 3000 BC. And in the cellar of the temple, he took him to the cellar of the temple, he found a lot of jewelry and some small vases and a number of other things. And the priest told him, what you are seeing are not rings, but earrings. And the so-and-so king, it was a really historical king, had sent us certain jewelry for the deity. And he wanted also earrings to be made for the deity, for the idol. But we did not have that jewelry enough to make earrings, so there was a small vase. We cut the throat of the vase and we made these two earrings. Because the throat is cut from the middle, you can't read them. If you put them together, you will be able to read because the letters have been cut from the middle. So, just he woke up in the night, this professor, and went to his drawing room and he put both the rings together and he could read them. This intrigued him, how it could be true. So, he wrote to the Egyptian government asking them where were the relics of that period from that temple, in which museum they were. And he found they were in Constantinople. So he took a leave. The American universities are very liberal for study leave. He went to this museum in Constantinople and to his surprise he found the same jewelry which he had seen in his dream. And he saw this piece of vase broken in three parts in three places. And when they were put together, he didn't make that vase and the rings quite fitting in the neck. So there is a level of consciousness. Some people go to it by, as I said, subdued. Some go it through yoga, by which you know past, you know present, you know future all together. How did it happen? We will first try to understand this phenomenon, then we'll go to some other dream phenomena, and then we'll go to visions and sleep. It is like this. As you go to a higher and higher level of consciousness, suppose in a house, you go to a higher and higher floor, you go to the 40th floor. When you stand on the 40th floor, you see a car coming far away. You know after 5 minutes it will be in front of your house and after 5 minutes it will be at the other corner. So that car for you is present, but for the man standing on the ground floor is future, because it will come there after 5 minutes. And for a person at the other corner, later on, for that person who is at that end, it will be the past when it passes. But at that level of consciousness, you get past, present, future, everything. In sleep, some people withdraw to that level, as I said, due to some grace. And in yoga, you actually practice how to withdraw to these deeper levels. That is how these dreams come, and that is how they vividly live, relive in your dream state. There are some other dreams which we'll also try to understand. These dreams are dreams. There are two dreams on record where two Nobel Prize winners won Nobel Prize because they got the clues in their dream. One was professor of chemistry. He was having some problems and he saw certain formations in his dreams which gave him a clue as to how this thing can happen. So the important thing is that dreams and sleep are not something useless. You get tired, you go to sleep, get up in the morning, but something which can be cultivated with great advantage, not only to spiritual life, but to material life. Then there are dreams over which you have no control, but which are partly symbolic. I remember a very dear friend of mine, one day came and narrated a dream, which I told the mother. He said in front of his house there is a mazar of a fakir. And then he has a beautiful, very big house on the sea. And his daughter-in-law had just conceived. And she had a dream that a fakir had entered her womb. So when this was informed to the mother said it is true, the soul of this fakir has entered the womb of this woman. And naturally the child who will be born will have spiritual lineage because he brings the background of the past. Several dreams of this kind in Buddha's mother and all are well known. We need not go into them. These only show that the dream is a state of consciousness which cannot be neglected. Dreams also explain to us, dreams can be an education. This is also very interesting. Two things. In Malaysia, there is a tribe. In this tribe, when the children get up in the morning, they come and sit with the grandfather. And the first question the grandfather asks them, what did you see last night? A child may say, sir, I saw a tiger. What happened? I got very much frightened. So the grandpa will say, don't get frightened. When you see a tiger next time, you go at it. So after a few days, the boy may again say, I saw an elephant or I saw a tiger. What did you do? I went at it. Then what happened? It shrank, shrank, shrank and disappeared. Mother has told the same thing, that when you see this kind of thing in dream, don't get frightened. Go at it and you will find it will shrink, shrink, shrink and go away. It's extremely interesting how you can cultivate courage, patience, other qualities, getting a knowledge of your own character through dreams. Dreams help you to know your own potential and your own character a good deal. There is another very interesting dream which mother narrated to us one day, again how dreams can be cultivated. She told us there was a writer. This writer was trying to write and he found when he came halfway to his draft that somehow things were not working. The ideas were not arranged in proper order. So he quietly went to sleep. And in his dream he saw a room in which there were many armchairs. And he was trying to arrange the furniture and somehow he was not succeeding. Then he sat quietly and the idea came to him, put this chair in the center. And then the other furniture got arranged. So when he got up, the idea came to him. First he must put the central thought in the center, then other ideas could be arranged around it. So it is like this, that you sleep on a problem and somehow the mind is already working. That's why we want to understand sleep phenomenon later on. That in the sleep, the physical goes to sleep, but the mind and vital are already active. The psychic is active, and if you know how to control your sleep, you can benefit very much from it. Mother has also stated that even dreams can be controlled. You can, while you are dreaming, you can control the dream, and also you can start dreaming the next day from where you have left off. It is only a habit of cultivating. She also has explained how to remember dreams. But before we come to that and why we forget dreams, I must take the subject of nightmares. The nightmares have been trouble to many children especially. Mother was once asked, I know of a person, a friend of mine, who is a great poet, and he wrote to Sri Aurobindo one day that when I, in the sleep, my body goes out and I enter a world where people take hold of me and beat me. And when I return, though my physical body is lying there, I find a pain throughout my physical body, I feel the pain. So Sri Aurobindo then told him that you are going to a vital world, where the vital beings exist. You must know how to get our protection, so that even if you go to the vital world, they cannot beat you. So the nightmares have two aspects. One aspect is how not to go to the vital world. Then you will never learn. You will never learn to conquer. You will never learn to face problems. And the second way is to go to them and not to be affected by them, rather influence them. How to influence also, we will understand when we analyze them a little more. Only most of the nightmares pertain to the subtle physical and the vital world and not beyond. Beyond mind, there are no nightmares at all. These are the words, beyond mind are the words of delight. Really in sleep, when you go beyond mind, then only the sleep becomes refreshing. So long as you remain in mind, mental and vital plane, the sleep is not refreshing. The mother and Sri Aurobindo also have made distinction between visions and dreams. One of the visions is a number of visions. There are hundreds and hundreds of them on record with Sri Aurobindo. But two which I would like to state today, one is a vision of the mother. Mother said when she was 13, she found every night when she went to bed, her body, her soul, something will go out of her, soul will go out of her body. She was in Paris and go over the city. And then she found a great skirt will envelop it. And that skirt will spread all over the town. And she would see old people, young people, children coming to the town, touching her skirt, miserable people, people full of sorrow, feeling happy and going back. So this was a premonition of her role in the world, of a bringing down a consciousness with which people will come in contact and go back happy. Another vision which she narrated while explaining how you should interpret was of a man who saw in his dream that He was going in a carriage, going up. The horses were finding it very difficult to climb. So he got out of the carriage and started pushing the carriage to help the horses to go up. So someone told him, don't be foolish, get into the carriage, let the horses draw you up, however slowly. So mother said that it happens in the path of sadhana, man instead of taking the divine grace with him and allowing the divine grace to take him up, wants to exercise and push the things up. And it is like this, you have to interpret the visions. The visions usually they have luminosity. And from the color of luminosity, you can judge in which plane you are dreaming, whether it is red or blue or light blue or golden or white. And usually they are symbolic. You see a sun, you see a dog, you see it. They are symbolic. Say, you see as if you are entering the inside a white duck or inside a white swan. Now everything would mean something different. Even it would mean different from person to person. The interpretation is very much personal. We will come to a detailed interpretation. But before that, we must try to understand how to remember these dreams and visions. And then we will come to their interpretation. The mother herself, for more than a year, noted down her dreams regularly. And she says it was only after a year that she could really come to their proper interpretation and control, which she used to call her night diary. She said, if you want to cultivate your dream and sleep state, now we will also come to how to sleep well and why people can't sleep well and whether you have an afternoon nap or not have an afternoon nap. Sri Aurobindo Yoga is very interesting because it is very practical. Mother has said, if you want to have a good sleep, don't eat heavily, but before you go to bed, have a cup of milk or juice or soup, it will give you better sleep. So that is how, and then if you are tired or you have led a very mentally active thing, calm down. And when you lie on the bed, you lie, become limp, limp like a piece of cloth. She said, if you become limp like this, a kind of transparency will come, or some kind of thing will go out of you, and a kind of transparency will come. In that state, you can either utter a mantra, or you can, there is an occult aspect to it, that as I said, we will not take today, we will take when we study occultism, a very important aspect as to how you can act on events. Mother and Sri Aurobindo, most of their work was done during sleep in the night. I would say 90% of their work. Only 10% was done during the physical day. So the not only utter a mantra, you put a will that you want to be conscious of your sleep and that your sleep should get divided into three parts. There's another thing Mother has enjoined. You must divide your night sleep into three parts, 3 hours, 3 hours and 1 hour. And at least 7 hours you should rest. And she also enjoins that it is better that really 2 hours, 1 hour before midnight is equal to 2 hours after midnight. This old saying is true. And she gives a reason that the sun is setting till midnight and it starts rising from midnight. So that is the period when it is the calmest. You can, when you go to sleep, you benefit maximum. And you benefit maximum from the energy which starts coming after midnight if you get up early. So this habit has to be cultivated of going to sleep early, getting up early. If you are really aspiring for self-perfection, if that is our goal, then we have to put certain kind of discipline in our life. Then she said, once you have put a will, you wake up after every 3 hours, meditate a little, again go to sleep, again wait after 3 hours, again meditate a little, go to sleep, and again 1 hour. I tell you, the sleep becomes most fruitful if you can cultivate this habit. Not only fruitful from inner state, but fruitful even from refreshing it physically, refreshing the body physically. She also enjoins that when you get up in the morning, don't jump out of your bed, you lie in the bed without moving. Don't even shake your head. You keep a diary near you. First thing is to recover your dreams. And if you cultivate this habit, after some time you remember them. And you must remember the dreams backward. What happened last? What happened before that? What happened before that? And you will be surprised that after you finish one dream, if you persist, you feel like if you have gone to another plane. And there was another dream which you had forgotten and which also comes to you, reveals itself to you. And like this, you may be having 2-3 dreams in the night and all of them you recover going backward. And this is the habit which she has enjoined upon us to cultivate. The hours of sleep and afternoon naps, she has said, are the question of the need of an individual body. It is extremely important how the need of the individual body works. I remember once, mother had given me some work outside Pondicherry, and I was keen to come back. So, 3-4 nights, I almost had no time to sleep, and I finished the work and came. And I was fresh, as if I had just slept enough, maybe 12 hours, and I have got up. So when mother saw me and I returned to Pondicherry, she said, "You better go to sleep." I said, "Mother, but I am feeling quite fresh. I don't feel the need of the sleep." She said, "I know, because that is how, this is another thing, how Guru takes away the sleep on himself also, and then can feel that I may not feel, but she would feel sleepy, because she had taken away the sleep on herself." She said, "No, you go and sleep." So I came and slept in my room in the ashram. And to my surprise, when I got up, it was the next day. I must have gone to sleep about 10:30 in the morning. And I must have got up next day of lunch hour about 1 o'clock without knowing. And it was such a beautiful sleep. I don't think in my whole life I ever had that kind of sleep. So it was an experience, that sleep. So the important thing to know is another important thing. Not only you can control sleep, but if you have offered yourself to the Divine starts controlling your sleep, your waking hours, takes responsibility for every detail of your life, which itself is a great progress and a great fulfillment for those who can offer themselves to you. So when you get up in the morning, you sort of try to recover yourself and the sleep. Mother has not made any restriction. If afternoon nap is necessary for you, you nap. But what is important, Mother has said that if you know how to go to the highest plane through meditation, you can recover in 20 minutes and then you can do your occult work during sleep. And occult work during sleep is the most important work. If people live it, they would lead a fuller life. Two more things about sleep and dreams we should know today, and that is, people who have sex dreams, how can they control them? Because in yoga, Mother has said, even one dream indulgence ruins months of hard work of progress. So in yoga, it's elimination, it's transformation, not only control curbing is very important. And Mother had given very nice instructions. She said, "Have a cold water bath before going to sleep." It is extremely interesting how practical her suggestions are. And you read an interesting book and put a will and meditate on light, and you will be surprised how this gets eliminated after some time. This is extremely important for those who are aspiring for Sri Aurobindo Yoga and transformation of their physical body. Because indulgence takes one nearer to death. And it is not a curbing or control, it is a transformation which is needed. There is another aspect of sleep, that is talking in sleep. Some people talk in sleep. How it is that they talk? The mother had explained that some people's mind goes out during sleep, they don't talk. But when the mind remains attached to the body, they talk their experiences, whatever happens, if they are seeing a nightmare or whatever. They have also explained the phenomenon of people walking in the night. And even Mother has said they walk on a kind of precipice or on a sidewall in a way which, in a waking state, it will be impossible for them to walk. She again explained that sometimes in the night, she says, your mental and vital consciousness goes out. But sometimes the physical is so attached to it that physical goes out with it. And that's why people do night walking. And again, she said, if this has to be stopped, will is the big instrument. You meditate and put your will that this should not happen. If you are developed in yoga, You can put even will for the others. You can meditate on them and concentrate and join your will with them so that their will becomes stronger. If otherwise, you at least do the willing for you. These are the phenomena which Mother and Sri Aurobindo has taken in very, very great detail and which I have explained to you very briefly. Phenomenon of sleep. As I said, within 20 minutes or even 10 minutes, you can recoup your energy. Two more things about dreams, which I forgot to tell you, I must tell you. Once Sri Aurobindo was asked that you see a person trying to attack you in a dream. This is a man, Dubi surmised from me that he is inimical to us. He wants to harm us. Sri Aurobindo said, no. You have been dreaming that he is inimical to you, that's why he has come to dream in such a form. That doesn't mean that he is necessarily inimical to you. It is your thought, your imagination which has created. These are the dream images which get created. There are dream images which exist and there are visions which exist. Now, how does this happen? And some people say, oh, we had very good sleep, we had no dreams. Now, most of them are wrong. You have no dreams if you go to the inconscient. You are too tired, you lie down in the bed and you go to the inconscient and you have no dreams. But if you go to the conscient planes, you are bound to have dreams, only you don't remember them. And that's why you say like this. How does it happen? And why sometimes dreams are mixed up, you can't make head or tail of them. You see, when you go to sleep, your physical body is sleeping. Normally the subtle physical and vital also goes to sleep. But the mental is awake. It may be creating images, it may be thinking on the problems, and the physical control which is imposed on it during the day when you are working, you are thinking of something else, is all gone and it is free to think, imagine what it likes. And it creates its own images. After some time the mental goes to sleep, tries to doze off, tries to rest, and the vital wakes up. And the vital is full of emotions, impulses, it creates its own images. So these are the images created by you. Then Sri Aurobindo and Mother were asked, sometimes we meet people in dreams. Do we really meet them? What does it actually happen? Or Mother and Sri Aurobindo said many possibilities, and one of the possibilities is that your astral bodies have met. Your physical body might have not met. It could be even imaginary. So each time you have to understand from the circumstances what actually has happened in dream. So this subject of dreams is a very vast subject. But important thing is that we must cultivate our nights as much as we cultivate our day. And if we cultivate the night properly, it will help our next stage in many respects. Many, many respects. How little children can be taught and how some little children are taught by God, not by us. I remember once I had been to meet a friend of mine. He had a granddaughter. So he asked for coffee, she brought the coffee. And when she brought the coffee, I could see a beautiful light around her. So when she came next time to pick up the cup, I said, child, I said, Muni, tum sapne dekhti ho? Bole, haan, bhai ji, main dekhti. And kya karti ho? She was a child of 9. Bhai ji, I lie down like this. I tell God to come and sleep here. Now a child of 9, what makes her think and cultivate? Then what happens? I sometimes see figures in the night. It is very important. I know a lady who narrated that for years an old man used to guide her in her dreams. And always whatever he guided came true. So there are beings and entities with whom for some reason a relationship develops or exists with a particular individual. And those beings guiding. Sometimes people see their father, their grandfather and say, he guided us. Now that is a different phenomenon, which also we will try to understand a bit today. So I said, how does it help you? What do you do when you go out shopping with your mom? She said, something guides me to buy this. I always buy it. I was very much interested in the child. And to my surprise, this gentleman's house is longish, with a back courtyard and a small gate behind. When I came out, this little girl was standing in that gate, waving to me, you know. She felt that inner contact which only, unless it, few grown-ups will feel unless they are spiritually developed. So important thing is that not only you receive the guidance of your own choice or guidance on the problems you have, but there is a third force. If you really open to it, it can guide you partly in your dreams to an extent which cannot be imagined. The sleep during the day, whether any posture, Mother and Sri Aurobindo say postures have effect. You posture, mother is very interesting. Her back is like that. It is not flat. So the whole night she is like this, her feet straight and sitting on it like that rather than sleeping. And she used to have a very large number of pillows, a pillow here, a pillow here, a pillow here. And I must tell you, a few more pillows makes your whole night much more comfortable. I don't know why people don't think of the small things, some small pillow, some big pillow to fit different parts of your body, makes the sleep 10 times more comfortable. It makes the whole thing much more comfortable, gives you better scope for meditation, better scope, you get a much fresher in the morning if you know how to sleep properly and how to prepare for your sleep and how to get. One last thing now, which how in integral yoga, what is the best way? The best way to sleep, the best way to be conscious in the night, the best way to get. The answer will be the same. The best way for the day is also the best way for the night. The best way for the night is to meditate in a complete union with Mother and Sri Aurobindo's consciousness, their light in every cell of your body, unity with them, and lie down in the bed. Don't try to think of sleep. The sleep will come by itself. And to remain in this state and to wake up in this state, if you can do this, all the wrong dreams, unnecessary dreams, will automatically get eliminated. It acts like a screen. And whatever is necessary for your growth or material guidance, not only spiritual, will automatically be eliminated. The interpretation will come to you intuitively. You won't have to work logically and tax your head and make mistakes. The interpretation will come to you intuitively. And when you get up in the morning, it will be with a new strength, a new illumination, a new hope. And if you practice it for a few days, you will know what it means. So, for today I'll stop here. In our Shastra, they speak of Jagrat Avastha, Swapna Avastha, Sushupti Avastha. Sushupti is the Avastha when you go to the bands, plain states of consciousness beyond and experience them in comfort. So, sleep and dreams are states in which your spiritual and material progress can go to new heights. You can even individualize your new planes of consciousness much better during sleep than during waking hours. So try to cultivate them.